Hello, and welcome to the Shrewkit Podcast. I'm Jenny Townsend, your host. This podcast is for individuals that are wanting to grow personally and professionally. The podcast is going to offer mindset shifts, personal experiences for myself and guest. We're also going to provide some great resources, tools, and direction for navigating life. The goal is to inspire you and encourage you to take ownership of your life and begin living it completely fully today. Let's get to stroking it.
Hello and welcome. Jay Townsend here. This episode is all about stroking yourself. It is super, super important, number one, to fill up your cup, take ownership of your life, take ownership of your time, and to really focus on your mental capacity. That way you're in a mental state of proactive versus reactive. I just had a conversation with a team member just this morning talking about how to navigate the emotions, the curveballs, the obstacles, everything that is thrown at you in a given day. And I truly believe if you start off with the right mental state, you're able to welcome those curveballs, redirect that energy, and take advantage of the opportunities that are at hand. Whether they're obstacles, you can turn those really quickly into opportunities. So this podcast and this video is going to just talk to you all about you and the importance of you, your time, your emotions, the people that you involve yourself with, and much more. So my first tip is going to be to really outline who you are. So what are your characteristics? What are your views of yourself? Positive, and maybe some ideas of change that you want. So who are you today? And if you want to take a break and pause this and really just download that and ask yourself those questions of who you are today, that could be really, really beneficial of like reflecting, saying I'm really proud of myself. I have a lot to offer. I love this about myself. Maybe I could change this, or I'd like to see myself grow in this capacity. And then after you're done outlining who you are today, think about who you want to become. Who do you see yourself becoming, being, doing, changes? Maybe there's things that will make you feel really great if you change a certain thing. And once again, if you need to pause and you really want to think about who it is you want to become, feel free to pause this video or podcast and really dive into that. Take it a minute or two. And when you come back, I really want you to think about the why. Why do you want these changes? Why do you want to become this person? Why do you want to work hard to do this, that, get the promotion, launch the business, change the way you eat, change the way you look? What is your why? Outlining your why will create discipline, will create focus, it will create determination, and it will give you clarity why you want to do all these things that you want to set out to do. And also the benefit of that is becoming more self-aware and becoming honest with yourself. A lot of times the writing is on the wall. We're looking at ourselves in the mirror, but we're not ready to be honest and take ownership or action to make those changes. My second tip for you is going to be conversations with yourself. Those are super, super important. Positive self-chatter. Oh, it's so important. It's so needed. So how do you do that? So first, I would suggest with starting with some words of affirmations. I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am loved. I am determined. I am capable. I'm smart. I'm inspirational. Whatever words come to mind, I want you to really hone in on those. And if anything, just write those down. By writing those down, you're going to see them, you're going to read them, you're going to hear them, and eventually you're going to believe them. And I think it's really, really important and really great if you can just read those every single morning to yourself. Something else that you can do too each morning is to journal. And if you haven't journaled before or don't have any knowledge of it, don't overthink it. You literally can journal about anything. You can journal about the cup of tea or coffee that you're drinking. What does it taste like? How does it make you feel? Is it hot? Is it cold? What's the flavors? And really dive into that. It's a sense of meditation, and it's a way to process emotions and feelings which can be super, super beneficial, and they can also uplift our mood as well. If you're lacking inspiration or you're lacking like words of affirmation or what you bring to the table or what is important or what's positive about you, I would say ask a couple of your friends, family members, or coworkers. We did this at one of my company meetings, and I had everyone write down things that were positive about them. And for the most part, we had some people that were writing down some things, but we had a few individuals that didn't have anything on the paper after 3 minutes. And instead of asking them why or what's wrong or why don't you believe in yourself, we decided to go around the table and have others say things about other team members that were positive, that they valued, that they thought were important. And before you knew it, about those two individuals had their full sheet actually full of all of these positive attributes and qualities that they had that they never really considered or really thought about. So kind of dive into that if you can. Also, when you're developing these really great tools for yourself to create positive chatter and conversations with yourself, create this daily habit to remind yourself of those, the value you add, maybe, you know, the things that are positive. If there are some things that are maybe negative, how can you redirect that negative energy? So for instance, when I was going through some struggles in the past, or if I have a trigger, oh, it's so easy to be so negative and in that mental state, but I've had to like redirect my energy to where am I presently? Who am I loved by? What type of relationship do I currently have? So redirecting that energy can be super, super powerful and change the conversation in your head. Something else I want to recommend is to 86. For those that didn't work in the restaurant business, that means to eliminate, not available, get rid of it, or just simply NA, not available. So 86, the conversation, the places and the people that are negative, that are toxic, and that don't serve you. And what that means is if they don't contribute to your happiness, to your well-being, to your positive self conversation or chatter, they're probably not meant to be in your life. It doesn't mean forever. It just means right now. Something else that you may be struggling with too when you're having these conversations with yourself is, should I quit my job or should I end a relationship? So if it's to quit your job, dive down into that and really outline the pros and cons of your current role, the environment, and the people. If it's about the people or it's about the role, have a conversation with your employer. I have great podcasts and resources on this exact topic, but create a conversation with your employer to see if there's a way to enhance your role or your experience at your current workplace. Also, when it comes to the relationship, if you do or don't want to be in it, or you're contemplating whether to end or mend a relationship, dive into that as well. And I've got several resources on this too, but first and foremost, look within. Who are you? Who are you showing up as in this relationship? How are you contributing to this relationship? Are you being honest? Are you being present? Are you being loving? Start asking yourself those questions as well. Once again, that's going to make you become very self-aware, but also your narrative in your head may be different than what's actually happening. Another way of creating really positive conversations with yourself is to create sticky notes or love notes for yourself. So you can literally just grab sticky notes. I am worthy. I am loved. Post them all over. Post them in your office. Post them on the refrigerator. Post them on the mirror. Or if you just want to spend like 10 minutes and write out like 50, put them in a bucket. And every morning you can pick out a love note. And you can read it. We just did this at one of my team members' meetings, and it was so empowering, so encouraging. Everyone just felt so loved. And it was interesting, the messages that certain people got, they needed to hear that message. So you never know which sticky tab or note you're going to pick out that you're going to need to hear on that day. My third tip is going to be to create boundaries. Creating boundaries is going to be key, not only for you, but for others in your life as well. So think about when you need to say yes, when you need to say no, and how you can use this to your advantage and to serve your goals, your needs, and your inner peace and happiness. This can be as easy as like scheduling time with yourself. I've got some videos as far as like block scheduling and things like that. And I have a download too if you want to download that. So once again, we are covering the tips for stroking yourself, which is so, so important. My tip number three is going to be to create boundaries. Creating these boundaries are going to be super, super important, not only for yourself, but for others. So you're going to have the opportunity to say yes or no, depending on what serves you, your agenda, your goals, your needs, and your inner happiness. These boundaries are going to start with, first and foremost, with yourself, and that is going to be scheduling that time for yourself, blocking out so many minutes, hours per day for your own happiness and for the goals and tasks that you need to do to generate whatever it is that you're working on. So like I said earlier, one of our tips, we want to schedule time for coffee, for meditation, to working out, quality time with loved ones, whatever you need to do to serve your own agenda. So that may require you saying no to a gathering or to a function because you want to say yes to finishing a book, outlining a sales goal, training team members, spending quality time with your kids because you have limited time because of your work schedule. So by creating those boundaries and determining what you can say yes to and no to will help also reduce a lot of stress and anxiety, and it will boost a lot of internal happiness. When I work on scheduling this time, I schedule it not only in my planner, but I also schedule it on my phone, put it in my calendar, and then I also outline it on my block schedule that goes on my refrigerator. And if you don't know what that's all about, I have some free downloads for you where you can download the block schedule or the refrigerator model as well, where you can dive more into creating those boundaries, those goals, and those needs to serve yourself. Another thing that I want to encourage you to do is to schedule some time with friends and family. These are going to be play dates, dinner dates, walks on the beach, go and hang out in the park as well. Creating that quality time with friends that boost your mood is super, super important. And it allows you to share some of your goals, share some of your dreams, but share some of your struggles as well, where they can encourage you and inspire you to keep on going into creating those boundaries. By also scheduling that specific time for friends and family, when they contact you to do something during your me time, when you have to say no, you can redirect that schedule and that time to that yes time that's on the schedule for you to spend time with them. Reducing your stress is absolutely huge. And by creating those boundaries, that's going to naturally happen because you're going to have an outlined schedule. You're going to have, you know, goals. You're going to have your time set for yourself. And you're not going to become overwhelmed. You're going to be able to receive those curveballs as well. And also, you're going to want to reduce the times with those or create limitations for those that are not positive, that don't inspire you, that don't serve you, that don't contribute to your long-term goals. And that can be super, super challenging at times. So once again, by having dedicated time outlined for those individuals, you can tell them the days and times you're available and set the time frame, whether it's 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 2 hours. And you can also do this when you are texting or when you're taking phone calls as well. So some things that I will do is I will say, hey, I've got 5 minutes. Hey, I've got 10 minutes. This really reduces a lot of the negative self-chatter, a lot of the complaining, or the nonsense conversations you're having with these people that are taking time out of your day where you and should be doing things for yourself. Another thing is allow grace for yourself and for others. This is going to require you to release a little bit of that control, which we were talking about before. Releasing control. Allow other people to help you. Let them take the reins. Let them have some success. If they fail, think of the life lessons that they're going to learn and what you're going to learn from this situation. You do not have to handle everything on your own. So create those boundaries, and then I'll break down some of those as well when it comes to delegating or incorporating other people. And number three, when it comes to the final tip within creating boundaries and saying yes and saying no, make sure you're creating some time for fun. This will not only boost your mood, but it'll allow you to play. There's got to be a sense of playtime in your schedule. Life is too short not to be playing, so make sure you're making some time for that. So once again, all of these things that I'm talking about really go into boosting your positivity, your health, your mental capacity, and filling up your own cup. And if you feel good about yourself, then you're going to have the time and the energy and the mental capacity to give to others. One of the other things I want to encourage you to do would be to find what your needs are to be happy. So what do you need in your life? And list those things and communicate those with people that are in your life. So whether it's your partner, your friend, your family member, your kids, whatever it is, communicate that. They cannot read your mind. They don't know what you need. They don't necessarily know how to do it. But with your guidance and direction, your knowledge, you can communicate that efficiently to where you're happier, they're happier, and you have a better relationship at whole. I also want to encourage you to define your goals and your dreams. Think big. Create a vision board, create a dream board. And if you're interested, I would encourage you to develop a 1-3-5. I've got a free download for that on my website, jennyalldaytownsend.com. You can download that worksheet as well. My husband and I just did this for our personal goals together as a team. I have my own individual, he has his, but we found it super important and really beneficial if we really know what our 1-3-5 as a team is, to know what we're working towards and how each other's lives go into it together. So that will create some really great conversation with you and your partner as well. Think big. Life is super short. Dream big. Go for it. It's your life. Take complete ownership of it. My next tip is going to be trim the fat. If you think about during COVID, we all had to eliminate a lot of expenses. We had to make really quick decisions, and we had to trim a lot of fat. A lot of times we felt better after we did it. We didn't have a choice, which we kept going back and forth. We had no choice at that point. And if you were in a business, you probably became a little bit more profitable than you were prior to COVID, because you got rid of the fluff, you got rid of the things that weren't making you money, you just were doing them. So think about that and how you can just trim around the fat. And then my final tip for you is to just take ownership of your life. It's your life. Take ownership of your time, your needs, your happiness. Don't necessarily depend on other people to contribute to it. Take ownership and make those decisions for yourself. In other words, stop depending on those people. Like, not everybody is going to be able to fulfill every single need that you have. And if you start working towards the things that make you happy, that bring you joy, that bring you peace, you're going to see you care less and less about all those other people contributing to it. You're going to release control. You're going to have more grace, and you're going to have more inner peace. And once again, you're just going to be a happier person. And the happier you are, the happier you can be for other people. So remember, stroke yourself first, then others. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Stroke It podcast today. If you want to stroke me, please consider giving me a 5-star review, sharing this podcast with 5 of your favorite friends or someone you may think could benefit from the podcast, and consider joining my collective. It's completely free for the first 30 days, and you can go to jennysfreegift.com.